It's Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in via the toll-free number, and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give away pretty much everything they've got at the very least, typically underneath their pay sections. We probably have more for free than they charge you for at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and enjoy all of that. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content of the site. Everything you see on the front page in the main section was put there by listeners like you. And you can get involved in that process and help us out, create content for the site, and share it with other people that are watching the site and interacting with the site. Share with them what you think's interesting and what you think's important. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun, James is back with us. We had some cell phone issues. James, former police officer in Vicksburg, Mississippi, WVBG listener. James, you're back with us.
I am.
Welcome back, sir. Now, just let's talk a little bit more about you. I don't know if you heard, were you listening to the last segment in the last hour?
I listened to a little bit of it, but I had driven out of the range,
okay.
So I couldn't hear it on the radio, and my cell phone was going bad, so it went out. Let me clarify, I wasn't a police officer in Vicksburg, I was a police officer in Jackson.
So. Jackson, Mississippi?
Yeah, but I was a police officer other places, too, but that's probably the closest place.
So when did you get out of the policing business?
Probably about 5 years ago.
And what was what were the circumstances around that?
Really? A family crept up on me, and I didn't think it was a life for a family. And plus, I needed to make more money, to be honest with you. And, you know, I had two master's degrees. You know, of course, I had a bachelor's, so as far as I was happy with what I was doing, but as far as economically, I was underachieving.
So how many years were you in before you decided to leave policing?
Probably about 15.
15. So was that enough for a pension?
Well, in Mississippi, if you work more than, I forget what it is, it's a certain amount of years you become vested. So you have to wait. If you don't work 25 years, would they take whatever you have? And then when you turn a certain age, retirement age, I guess it's 62, you can draw off what little. I'll get a little pension from it, not much. Put it that way.
So you don't get it right out. You don't get it right out the gate when you leave.
No.
You have to wait.
You can draw it down, or you can just use it as a little nest egg. I'll probably get $400 a month or something like that. Maybe with inflation, I'll get a little more than that.
You know, it's kind of interesting how police wages across the nation really, really vary. I mean, when you're talking about some of the major states like New York, Illinois, California, those cops are paid a bundle. And when you're talking about more rural areas, they just don't get nearly as much. It's interesting that you decided to leave over the wages, because many, many, many police officers across the nation are paid a great deal.
Yeah, we're talking about in the backwoods South too, man.
Yeah.
You know, not to put down, because I'm from the South. I haven't always lived there. But not to put down the South, but, you know, the cost of living is a lot less. But the wages don't even compared to the cost of living.
I had to
make a little bit more money.
I'd say you're pretty lucky if you're in the backwoods South and you find a police officer with two master's degrees that you've run across.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just an education buff, man. I mean, I'll be going to college when I die. I'll be enrolled somewhere in college when I die. That's just me.
What is it you liked the most about being a law enforcement officer?
Honestly, I liked the lifestyle that went along with it. I was kind of I won't say simple minded, but I liked the simple life. I liked having a regimented work schedule. I'd been a detective, but at the time I quit, I'd went back to the street, so I had a set shift, and the shift fit my lifestyle. I had set days off. I made decent money. Being police officers, most places, police, they can never find enough good police officers. There's always overtime to make. You could always make a little bit more money if you needed to. And it was just, for a single man, it was all around good job.
I appreciate the information.
You had alluded previously that that you're willing to go halfway with us on police corruption, and we conceded that certainly on the show that it can sound like we're going overboard. And I've got several friends of mine that are police officers, and I try to temper it as much as I can, but it's difficult day in and day out. What were some of the abuses that you saw as a police officer in the department?
The same ones that you see anywhere else, mainly, and most of the things were just small things like petty theft, misuse of authority, maybe what they would call malfeasance, using your position to get things that you didn't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
99% of them were small, but I mean, out of my graduating class, I'll have to admit there was 30 people in my graduating class. Mm-hmm. I think two of them are in federal prison right now. I will admit that.
Good Lord.
Two is a lot less than the entire profession being corrupt. So that's why I called to call you on that. Is that although they are corrupt, and the situations and the examples you bring up, I would call anecdotal evidence at best. And I could bring up some anecdotal evidence to counter it, but both of us are just throwing anecdotal evidence back and forth. But if you looked at empirical evidence,
mm-hmm.
you'd see that I'd say the vast majority of law enforcement professionals do their job and do their job diligently.
Let me talk about that empirical evidence, because this is something that disturbs me, is
okay.
that I have seen, as I told you, I have a great deal of connection with the law enforcement in the past. I'm familiar with them on a working level, and it seems like the good officers will often let the bad officers get away with what it is that they do bad, and they just kind of turn their head and ignore it.
Professional courtesy,
or politics
too. That's a term thrown around.
A term thrown around, meaning that you're familiar with it and you know what it's all about.
I'm familiar with the term. Mm-hmm. Now, to the certain extent that you're taking it, I'm not too sure about that.
Well, I don't know the extent
the
I'm taking it. I'm just talking about, did you experience this? What levels did you experience it to? Are we talking about some guy who, accidentally every once in a while bumps somebody's head while they put him into the squad car? Are we talking about somebody who, was known, that you knew every once in a while would pick up some evidence, from a crime scene? I wonder about these things. What's it like on the inside? Because I can tell you, if I was a police officer and there's a big pile of drug money sitting there and I'm the only one in the room and there's no cameras, like maybe one of those stacks of bills might come up missing.
Well, I mean, that's a thought, but that's because you're thinking about it from outside the box. And I'm using outside the box different than usual. When you're inside the box, a lot of times you got guys that would love to pick up that money, and that would pick up that money if they thought they could get away with it. But the thing about it is that nowadays, I would say one of the things that even scares every police officer is not a pillar of morality by no means.
Sure.
They're humans just like you. But the thing about it is, some of them do right because it's the right thing to do. Some of them do right because they conform with society and suppress the bad things that they have in their mind, such as, hey, I want to take this money or I want to do this thing, such as, and they want to keep their job because regardless of what they think is right and wrong or what they think they can get away with, they have the fear of losing their job.
Sure.
And I'll give you an example. What got a lot of guys with where I was polygraph. Polygraph tore many a police officer tail up when I was there. Just wind would come along or something. Of course, a polygraph's not admissible in court, but mm-hmm. that don't have anything to do with administrative. And if you're accused of improprieties inside the department, they'll throw that polygraph on you, and it'll tear you up.
Well, that's if you're accused. But if you if you're busting some drug dealers and you got thousands of dollars in cash in front of you and nobody's counted it yet, you can totally get away with taking that then.
Well, I mean, you can, that's one side, but that, like I say, that right there, doing something like that will lead to a lot more bad than you think it would.
James, thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate the call tonight and your input here at 800-259-9231. It's always welcome. Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days. Guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial in via the toll-free number, that number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Mark, what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a collections company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They treat your clients with respect because they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right. So you can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Mark Crivelli over at LouRockwell.com. Since we're on the topic of the police, let's continue. He has a few things to say. Anarchy versus Barney Fife, the title of this one. If you ever fell victim to the prejudice that people today are smarter and more intellectually sophisticated than the people of the 1st or 13th centuries, you need only ask your friends and neighbors about the terrifying word anarchy to prove yourself. To prove to yourself that our generations are just as stupid and foolish as any others. And I have to disagree with him. I think that people are certainly, I think they're more advanced these days. And I think that ignorant is the right term. I think it's folly to consider other people that have not been enlightened as to the same things that you have been enlightened to as stupid. I think that ignorance is the appropriate term.
Do you think that there's a difference between intelligence and stupidity? Do you think that there are stupid people?
I think there are people who are not as intelligent. Yeah, I think that's true.
You know, I often find you using this term, but it seems to me that somebody who keeps on making the same mistakes over and over again, like they might deserve the term stupid.
Well, I think it should be taken on an individual case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are reasons why some people might make the same mistakes over and over again. We talked about that in detail last night about how people can keep getting duped in slightly different ways by the system and still believe in the system because that's all they know, because they're ignorant to what their other options might possibly be. I think that some people are very, very brilliant in some of the things they do, and in other areas like me, like I can't do much as far as car repair. That doesn't make me stupid.
That doesn't make you stupid, certainly.
Just
not.
Makes me ignorant.
You've never spent any time in it, and you don't care to learn anything about it.
Right, right. And
you can't be good at everything. I mean, if you can be very good at what you do and make enough money, you can pay someone to do the other things you don't know how to do.
Right, and some things, because of people's mindsets, it behooves them to ignore certain things. It behooves them to ignore the obvious, to ignore evidence that is put in front of them because they've been so brainwashed.
You think the term ignorant is really that much better than stupid?
I do. Yeah. Because ignorance can be cured.
You call them stupid. You might as well be calling them stupid.
It still can be seen as insulting, I think, to the person you're referring to. But I'm not referring to anybody specifically here. And I think that ignorance can be cured. You can change ignorance. If you're stupid, that's just a condition that is not likely to be ever changed at any point in your life. So, back to Crivelli. He says that even mentioning the word with a straight face is bound to put your acquaintances on edge, which is remarkable in itself. But once they recover their senses from hearing the word pronounced out loud with a clap of thunder following on its heels, they will usually offer an argument against anarchism that rivals in its sheer stupidity any arguments that the flat earthers ever gave in antiquity. It usually goes something like this. Human nature is so intrinsically evil and depraved that without cops walking the streets, judges locking up potheads, and politicians buying hookers and crack in Washington, the entire world would devolve into a horrifying bloodbath. Murder and rape would run rampant as soon as the criminals, that is, all of us, as per our shared evil nature, got word that the police were no longer in the business of shooting, beating, and incarcerating them. Virtually everyone and everything would be killed or destroyed in the ensuing mayhem. Cannibalism would probably even reappear for the barbaric survivors of the initial anarchic bloodbath.
Well,
that's
it's certainly
right.
Got a bad name, this term anarchy.
Yeah. That's right, cannibalism. And we have actually had liberty activists up here accused of being cannibals.
Yes.
Or accused of, supporting cannibalism or whatever.
By who?
By the critics.
Those critics that oh,
by the
God.
Haters.
Yeah. That's how desperate they are.
That's right. They don't have anything logical to say, so all they can do is attack. Anyway, so as you can clearly see, says Crivelli, the fragile fabric of society is held together ultimately by the simple police officer whom we all take for granted and whose life is spent deterring the innumerable criminals out there butchering one another like you and me. Without police officers, given human nature's intrinsic depravity, life would indeed be solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. The sheer stupidity of arguments along the lines that human nature is so totally depraved that society would devolve into cruel chaos in the absence of police officers is almost difficult to fathom. One can forgive the flat earthers of yesterday for not being gifted enough in astronomy and mathematics to determine that the giant hunk of rock they stood on is spherical, but how can one forgive the people of today for thinking that that guy wearing blue polyester with mustard in his mustache in the corner of the deli is the very linchpin of human society? How can one forgive an intellectual error as large as the one that presumes that you and I would probably fight each other to the death if it wasn't for that woman with a mullet and a radar gun under the highway overpass? How will future generations be able to comprehend an intellectual error as large as the one that holds that our very lives and our entire civilization hang oh so tenuously from a 56-inch braided duty belt?
I think that this is 56 inches. That's a big duty belt.
There's some big bureaucrats.
I think that this is rightly pointing out that that we're told that the police are there keeping us safe, and when in fact, largely the administration has them out doing one of two things, which is busting
revenue collection.
What's that?
Revenue collection.
Revenue collection. Out busting drug dealers and out busting people who are, you know, in some way or another conducting a vehicle in a manner that they have deemed to be illegal. When in fact, in your town, there are a multitude of unsolved crimes going on all the time, and you know they aren't doing any police work. Mm-hmm. If you watch the television, the PR is that these people are in fact spending a great deal of time doing police work. The reality is they're not. The reality is when it comes to a property crime, you can kiss it goodbye. The chances of police
pretty much
finding it in the condition in which it was lost is minimal at very, very best. We're just told things that aren't true about police and police work.
Right, and the evidence is that it's actually you and I, the supposed bad guys, the evil human beings out there. It's actually you and I, the regular folks, that are the ones that keep society in line. It's actually...
Right. My town doesn't even have a cop in it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they don't do burglaries in my town.
Why is that?
Because they will run up on the wrong end of a short-barreled pistol if you try to do a burglary in my town. New Hampshire, they own guns. And where I live, rural area, no cops.
Plenty of guns.
Yeah. My neighbor said he had over 30.
More than he needs. So, the evidence is that it's the regular folks that keep crime under control when they're free to do so. If you're in a city like Baltimore or something like that where you're not free to defend yourself, where you're not free to carry a weapon or have one at home, then, yeah, you've got an incredible amount of home invasions, and you've got all kinds of violent crimes that are going on. And if you need more evidence of that, just look down to what happened after New Orleans, or in New Orleans, or the surrounding areas, after Hurricane Katrina. It's the real problems came about down there when regular folks left, when they were threatened by the government, mandatory evacuation. Everybody had to leave. All the regular folks down there running businesses and going about their lives left, and so that left just the cops and the other criminals to have this kind of little fight between one another. That's why it was so chaotic down there. There wasn't anybody who was regular kind of protecting their property and taking care of things. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Boss Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in via the toll-free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 1-800-259-9231, and it's 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there free. We've got a lot of stuff, including our news updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the various different delivery methods we've got. Email, Twitter, Facebook, you choose. They're all free at news.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about we've got an article here over from lewrockwell.com's Mark Crivelli. He is being a little critical of this idea that it's all held together by the police. If it weren't for the government police, then we would just all be killing each other. And I think that's wrong, that perspective, and I agree with Crivelli from that perspective, in that, yeah, I think it's nice to have people around who are able to pursue criminals. I think it's useful to have those folks around, but I don't think they're holding society together. I don't think that in their absence, the absence of these government police, that everything would fall to pieces. I think that in the absence of the government police, we'd probably have market protection that would spring up, and we'd actually have competition in the area of protection, which
I'd say the average person would probably be best protected by being able to carry on their person something with which they can protect themselves.
Oh, I agree. And in the moment, yeah, you want to be able to protect yourself. I mean, the cops are going to come too late.
When seconds count, the police are just moments or just minutes away, you know?
Yeah. So let me continue with Crivelli here. He says, if lives and fortunes were If our lives and fortunes were indeed dependent upon protection from a handful of people swaddled in hideous blue polyester, mankind would have long ago lost them. If human nature were truly as depraved as these arguments would have us believe, then the chubby blue line would long ago have been annihilated by its vastly numerically superior criminal adversaries. No criminal worth the name would be deterred from committing his favorite atrocities by a small group of lightly armed fat people whose national reputation...
This guy's mean.
Whose national reputation...
You're not going to convince anybody this way.
Wait, well, let's make it... Let's explain this for a second, because what happens is the sociopaths, the smart ones, the criminals, go into the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're not fighting with the cops. They work together, only indirectly, of course.
The very best criminals are politicians. I mean, if you need the government to keep you safe because the world is full of bad people, then my God, where do you think the bad people are, the baddest of the bad people, the most clever of the bad people are going to be drawn?
Right, you're delusional. You'd be delusional to think that if the world is full of evil people, that somehow only good people would be given power in that world.
It would be ludicrous. Wonderful if that were true, but it's not.
In fact, it's
just the opposite.
Right.
Good people are actually deterred from playing that political game.
Good people are interested in, you know, making a better life for themselves and their families, while evil people are interested in achieving power and aggregating it to themselves.
And ruling over other people.
And you're right, Mark. He's certainly being nasty in his article here. But he's right about a lot of cops being overweight. That's because many departments don't continue to test the police. There are not all departments have the same policy. Some of them actually have retests where after a number of years, a cop has to come back up and pass a physical exam and a fitness exam. But I don't think it's very many departments. Most departments, once you get in, there's a test to get in. You have to be of a certain fitness in order to get into the department. But then you can just pack on the pounds. You can, you know, throw the donuts down your gullet.
I know you're going to say something about donuts.
Yeah. And
well, I wonder why they became something that people make a stereotype about.
Well, stereotypes exist for a reason.
Well, so, the lifestyle also is not conducive. Unless you're walking a beat or riding a bicycle as a cop, and if you're riding around in a car all the time, you know, you're going to eat on the run and you're going to work night shifts. The late shift is really bad for your health, and you're going to be thrown into whack. And so I can see how some people get overweight.
Especially if there's nothing to keep you, no incentive to keep you fit. Yeah. If you know you're going to have a retest in a couple of years, then you know you better keep it together.
Yeah, it's like the high school reunion thing.
So, in fact, he even references the donut here. He talks about the lightly armed fat people whose national reputation is tied inextricably to the donut. To even suggest that this 300 million strong horde of savage would-be criminals are kept at bay only by some irrational fear of blue polyester is so asinine that it makes the flat earthers look like geniuses by comparison. This intellectual error is all the more inexcusable in America, where the population is armed to the teeth with high-powered rifles, pistols, and shotguns.
There are more weapons in America than there are people.
If the American population were as truly depraved as this argument would have us believe that all people are, then its bloodlust could hardly be contained by a few pudgy men and women carrying small-caliber pistols. Although, to be fair, some of them have some machine guns and things like that. The thought is as laughable as would be an argument to the effect that the hardened and rifle-toting farmers of Mayberry were deterred from slaughtering one another by Andy Griffith and his slow-witted sidekick. On another level, moreover, arguments to this effect are deeply insulting to people like you and me, for they insinuate that you and I are savage beasts that are only kept in check by those enlightened and portly souls who populate the local police force. Unlike those ultra-civilized public servants, you and I would like nothing more than to cut out each other's throats. If only the peace-loving police officers of the world weren't holding us back. The truth, as anyone with eyes in America should be able to tell you, is precisely the reverse, since police officers and soldiers are often the most depraved perpetrators of the very crimes they claim to protect Americans from. The police are people just like us, after all, even if their waists are often larger, and they're capable of the same brutality as any other people.
This guy, he's just pushing.
I don't know, is that true? Are the police fatter than the average American? Because Americans are pretty fat in general, right?
I couldn't say.
That would be an interesting study to determine whether police, on average,
We sound like to the rest of the world, right? Like this guy's over the top for me, and I'm sure that we sound over the top for everybody else to some extent, right?
Now, there are some intellectual errors, says Crivelli, that one can excuse or at least understand. The people of antiquity could not see the earth was round, so one can understand that they did not grasp the seemingly obvious truth. There are other intellectual errors, however, that are so idiotic and so self-evident that they smash to pieces any sense of superiority we might be foolish enough to entertain over other people's, such as the magnitude of the error of dismissing the sublime idea of free market anarchism by assuming that the geniuses in blue keep us savages from killing each other. From Mark Crivelli at LouRockwell.com. So, like, in comparison, we're pretty easy going on the cops here in on
there
Free
are
Talk
certainly
Live.
People in the liberty movement that that are, you know, nastier when it comes to government bureaucrats. Some would propose that most of them are evil. I wouldn't propose that. Yeah, what I would say on this show is
they're doing evil.
That they're incentivized in the wrong manner. That law enforcement officers, whether, you know, all law enforcement officers are incented in the wrong directions because they don't have competition in the marketplace. They don't know what the people that they're serving want from them, what they need from them, how they should be properly distributed, what kind of services they should be offering on a daily basis. Instead, they offer the kind of services that they've just kind of come to, you know, offer. And this is where we're at. This is what the boss tells me to do, and this is what I do. They probably get put in more dangerous circumstances as a result because the peace isn't kept as efficiently as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, for one, I would take the example that when you look at places where gun ownership is less strict versus gun ownership being more strict, you'll find that there's significantly less crime per capita. And that means that when you're talking about less crime, you're talking about less instances that law enforcement officers need to be put in the way of a bullet. So when there's more crime, it's more dangerous for them.
Yeah.
The more dangerous places in America are the ones with the strictest gun laws. That's where it's the most dangerous to be a police officer.
I'd say you nailed that one.
Yeah, me too.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll take your calls about anything you want here in the remaining moments, which are coming up shortly. And Wayne, you want to tell us about the world speeding up, among other things. So we'll talk to that point as well here in a few moments. Also, of course, take your calls about anything. If you make them, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there. the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but there's enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there for free. One of the things you can do for us, if you'd like, if you enjoy the program, is promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll find a bunch of different things you can do there. We've got banners you can put on your website. We've got flyers you can print out and distribute and post. We've got ways for you to contact your local talk radio stations on our behalf. All kinds of different ways to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn about them. And that, again, is promote.freetalklive.com. So, Wayne, you've been wanting to get in here tonight with your thoughts, just in general, on a few different issues. Nothing specific as far as, you know, one story you want to focus real hard on, but a few you want to tie together. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I remember a few years back, probably late 2006, early 2007, Glenn Jacobs called in. First time I ever met him was over the phone when he called in here.
He's also known as WWE's Kane.
He's actually the son of Satan, did you know?
No, what's that?
I'm afraid that's the case.
I'm not sure I understand.
Kane is the son of Satan.
Oh, the character in WWE. Is this new about him being the son of Satan?
Or? No, I think that's...
Anyway, let's get away from Satan right now. But anyway, he called in, and he actually asked me specifically. He asked me if I saw any parallels between the era that we're in today and back in the 30s during the Depression. And the first thought I had was, this guy knows what's going on. He sees this. He sees this trend.
Oh, he's so brilliant. He's a really smart guy.
Yeah, he really is. And I agree with him. I said, absolutely. And of course, back then, if you said the word depression, everyone said, oh, well, you're crazy. You know, there's no depression. Everything's wonderful. The real estate's going up. And look what's happened in the last 3 or 4 years. And now I'm seeing signs, because I have a newsreader and I go through a lot of stories every day. It's a program where you can basically put feeds in there, and then you can just skim through them without having to go to every website. So you can skim over a lot more stories in a shorter period of time.
Okay.
And what I'm seeing in my newsreader now in the last few months is that things are accelerating. For example, Costco is now in the apocalypse provisioning business. They're selling a year, 6 months worth of disaster food. Costco, $7.99, you get a year's worth of food, dehydrated, freeze-dried food.
$800?
Yeah, $800. That deal ends.
Eat for a year for $800 is pretty cheap.
Pretty
honestly.
Good. Yeah,
that's three meals a day. Right?
You probably don't want to eat the you know, unless you have to. Survival situation.
And then you go to MarketWatch.com, which is a pretty mainstream publication, And last week, Paul Farrell wrote an article entitled America on the Brink of a Second Revolution. You know, and then this week he writes an article, The Fed is Dead, maybe by 2012. You know,
man.
I mean, this is mainstream stuff.
I hope so.
Well, that would be great. But my point is that things are accelerating now. And so I think we have to keep our eyes and ears open because there's change about to hit. And there's a bumpy road ahead in the near future. Maybe a matter of months, maybe a year or two, but regardless, is this thing is accelerating now, and there's a lot of big trends, larger economic and geopolitical trends that are all kind of coming together right now.
Well, just because things might change in the future, and that much of that we can be certain. I'm willing to make that prediction here on Free Talk Live. I will say today that things will change. There's no guarantee that change is going to be apocalyptic.
Sure.
So what do you base that?
Is that what you're hinting at, Wayne?
Well, what I'm saying is, Chris Martinson is another good example. He has a website, chrismartinson.com, and he has the crash course, which he does. It was very well done. And he posted an article last week, prediction, things will unravel faster than you think. And I would tend to agree with him on that. I think things are at a tipping point.
Tend to unravel quickly.
Well, right, you look at the fall of the Berlin Wall, you look at the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Two good examples.
It happened so quickly, you didn't have any idea what was going on.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we're in that time now. I feel like I'm not saying the change is bad. I think in the long run, things are going to be much better because of the changing in consciousness worldwide.
Well, things do tend to get better. We talked about this earlier this week, where things over humanity's history, things have gotten more free over time. And those two events that we talked about there, the Berlin Wall falling and the Soviet Union, I mean, that was 20 plus years ago at this point, and things didn't go as fast then, right? I mean, generally, things weren't moving as fast at that time, and those things seem to happen awfully quick. What will it be like now? Will those sorts of magnanimous events happen in an even quicker manner, or will it seem to be slower to us because we'll get the information faster?
Well, you know, when the Soviet Union collapsed, I think they were better prepared than we are right now. In fact, about 2 or 3 years ago,
they had plenty of vodka.
Yeah, they had vodka, but they had trains rather than cars. They weren't dependent on gasoline as much as we were. But there was an article by a Dmitry Orlov, I believe his name was. It was about 2 or 3 years ago the article came out. It was called Closing the Collapse Gap. And he compared the preparedness of the Soviet Union to collapse versus the United States. And if you read through it was kind of a presentation, but it was put online. It's probably still there. Is that the Soviet Union was far better prepared for collapse than we are today. That Americans are a lot more complacent, fat, and unprepared than the Soviets were.
Yeah, they were starving in the Soviet Union.
Well, they were starving, but they already had started to learn how to grow their own food.
Mm-hmm.
They had mass transit as opposed to being dependent on cars and gasoline and suburbs and all the things we have here. There were just a lot of things that he outlined. And when I went through it, I thought, wow, I mean, you know, I just hope people are preparing for some tough times. And hopefully those tough times will be quick and that everything will collapse quickly. The longer they drag this out and keep the economy propped up artificially, the more painful it's going to be.
Which is what they want to do. I mean, that's what the bailouts are all about. And they want to keep their scam going and milk people as long as they possibly can.
It's all about milking because, you know, what would you rather do? Steal all the money in a guy's wallet? Or would you rather steal $5 out of his wallet every single day? You're going to get a heck of a lot more money if you're able to do it over time. So the way that the Federal Reserve works and the printing of money, the World Monetary Fund, the IMF, and all these things. If you want to find out how these things work, I certainly can't do it in this short period of time. But you know, check out Dishonest Money. It's a book. You can get it at gold.freetalklive.com. It's I found it very enlightening, and it'll explain this stuff to you. But they can only keep the balls in the air for so long.
Yeah, and when you look at what's happening in the commodity market, you're seeing the oil prices of oil starting to spike up. You're seeing precious metals start to really shoot up quickly. And precious metals were real strong over the summer, which is uncharacteristic. Usually they're weaker in the summer. I mean, people around the world know that something's coming. It's a collective thing that people know.
And you get the billionaires going and trying to actually capture the gold physically that they purchased.
By the ton, too.
And hiring mercenaries in London to go capture this gold. They want their gold.
Yeah, because what's happening is that a lot of them are discovering that the gold they thought they owned in a vault was owned by five other people.
Mm-hmm.
They've been lied to.
Yeah, so there's a flashpoint coming, and hopefully it'll be uneventful, but we always have to be prepared for that when it isn't, that we know that we've got some extra food in the house and we're prepared for maybe having the grocery stores not have any food for a few days or weeks.
Happens in Florida when the hurricanes come around. I mean, to assume that it wouldn't happen where you are seems rather presumptuous.
And when you read the accounts of like in Argentina not too long ago when their economy collapsed, you read some accounts from people who were there. It's pretty interesting, and you start to put yourself in that position. You realize that, you know, we've had it really good for a long time in this country, and we've gotten so complacent that we've worked our way into the position we're in today because we haven't focused on corruption. We haven't held politicians' feet to the fire. There's a lot of things we haven't done because we were so busy worrying about our new car and our granite countertops and our McMansions, and I'm saying we as a whole,
yeah,
not necessarily you, Ian. You never did that, but... But you know what I mean.
Hey, he had Corey, and I saw it.
I had a pretty nice house down in Florida.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, so I know that I look around me. I see a lot more
Corian.
People.
It was fake Corian. It was an off-brand Corian.
Yeah.
It was certainly nice.
Yeah.
It was probably. I saw pictures of that house. It was very nice. But I see people around me starting to be aware of this and prepare and have greenhouses and all that. But I just don't think it's going to be enough for a lot of people, and I feel badly for the people who are being lulled to sleep by watching TV all the
time. It's tough, Wayne. I mean, if you look at the people for a long time have been predicting the crash and that you need to have preparedness and you've got to buy all this stuff. And really, that's an industry of its own, right?
Yes,
I mean, they want
absolutely.
You to get scared. They want you to come and buy all their products, whether or not you actually need them or whether or not you will need them is another question. But if you're scared enough, you're going to go ahead and spend thousands of dollars on that. Not everybody has that kind of money to spend. I think there's a certain midpoint, and that midpoint's probably different for everybody. I think people can go too far when it comes to being prepared, just because they're just throwing money down a rat hole at a certain point, especially if it doesn't come to anything more than just having the food out for a few days. And maybe I haven't gone far enough. You know, I've got some food. Yeah, I've got some toilet paper. I've got a few things, but not much more than a few shelves in the basement, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, those shelves would be a heck of a lot more valuable than a lot of people have.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I've done a little bit, but whenever I hear some of the products that are out there and the people that are constantly pushing them, I always get a little wary. Like, I don't want to go too far and be a total nut.
Well, so, you want to buy things that you would ordinarily use.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Some rolls of toilet paper isn't going to save you.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.